Maybe you enjoy some bacon and eggs for breakfast, but if you get your eggs from Ellery Martin, well, your meal may be a little different than any you've experienced. Her story is this edition on the American Countryside. I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
And then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have our county right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
Ellery Martin lives in Chandler, Arizona. She's had several livestock projects over the years that began as FFA projects. Perhaps the most interesting are the eggs she's selling.
We have about 25 quail that I incubate their eggs and hatch baby quail out. And then I have 20 ducks on the property as well. We sell their eggs with the quail eggs.
Quail eggs are especially popular in the Hispanic community. Ellery says raising the birds and their eggs is similar to chickens, but there are differences.
So my quail house is about the size of a closet, but you can fit over 100 quail in there. It's just made out of wire, and they're on the slanted wire thing, so their eggs roll down. They just can't be free range at all because they will get lost.
In addition, Ellery raises duck eggs. She says her Hispanic customers may use those eggs as part of a drink.
What they'll actually do is get a glass, put a little bit of orange juice in there, crack the egg, and then chug it. It's a cultural thing, and a lot of the people grew up drinking duck eggs, so if they want it, I'll sell it.
But those duck eggs are also quite good when put to use in another way.
They're, like, delicious in any baked good because they're a lot bigger than chicken eggs, and they have this huge white. So when you put it into a cake or any sort of bread, it makes it super fluffy. So, like, a lot of times I'll just make a box cake and throw in a few duck eggs, and it tastes like it came from a bakery.
In fact, high-end pastry chefs like duck eggs for that very quality. It is a unique business that has been a profitable one for this young ag entrepreneur. Traveling the countryside in Chandler, Arizona, I'm Andrew McRae.